Welcome home, master. Would you like dinner or why are you looking at me like that? I wanted to surprise you. You're always talking about how cute those anime girls in maid costumes are, so. Don't worry about how much it cost. I just wanted to do something nice for you after you've been working so much these past few days. You always come home tired, and I wanted to help you relieve some stress. Not like that. It's gonna be all cute and everything. Come on. I even went through, like, 10 YouTube playlists of anime maids to make sure I got the posies and the voice right. So, you're gonna have to appreciate it, or I'll bite you. Yes, I'm role-playing as a maid, obviously. Jeez, you're being really stupid right now. I'm standing here in a full maid outfit with my hair and makeup all done up, and you think I did all this as some sort of joke? Of course I'm serious. Now, are you gonna appreciate all the effort I put in or what? Good. Okay. So, redo. Turn around and come back in, and this time play along. Welcome home, master. Would you like a bath or wait, I already messed it up. Well, whatever. I'm still a maid in training, so you'll have to go easy on me. Let me grab your bag and put it away for you, okay? You can just take a seat on the couch and relax after your long, hard day, master. That's right. I lit some scented candles to really get you in the mood to relax and put your feet up. You've earned it, after all. I know how much time you spent working lately, and you always come home so tired. I know it's not my place to worry, master, but I really do care for you. I might just be your maid and all, but I still want to make sure you're happy and carefree at the end of the day when you're tucked into bed. Go ahead, put your feet up, and I'll be right back. Here you go, master, a nice steaming cup of chamomile tea. Brewed of a kind of love and kindness that only a maid can express for her master. I also made sure to add in a few drops of honey, just to try and match my own sweetness. Please enjoy it. I'm not sweet. Hey, I'm role-playing as a maid here, but I can still make you sleep on the couch tonight if you keep it up. Are you gonna behave? Yeah? Good. That's what I wanted to hear, master. Now, while you're enjoying your tea, I've made sure to get the couch all fluffed up so you can sink away into the cushions. Let me hop behind it so I can give you a nice massage, okay? It's the least I can do for you treating me so well. There we go. Let all of that pent-up stress and worry out. You're way too highly strung, so I'm gonna keep massaging until your shoulders are nice and live. Gosh, even while getting a massage, you're still so tensed up. All right, unclench your jaw, soften your forehead, and relax these shoulders. Okay, Master? Just let yourself fall back into the couch and your cute mate skilled hands. There. That's a lot better, isn't it? I can feel your heartbeat slow down. Looks like I'm doing a pretty good job. When you came in, your heart was beating a million times a minute. Was that because of the stress? Or because you saw me in a cute maid dress? Doesn't matter. Let's let all that tension out, Master. Someone as wonderful as you shouldn't have to deal with so much in your mind. So tonight, I'm not going to ask for anything else from you. Tonight, it's all about you. Just relax and breathe in deep. Let all your worries and troubles build up. And then one deep exhale to let them all out. That's right, Master. Just like that. You're a natural. Doesn't it feel nice to come home to your cute maid? It does. Well, you could tell her that she's cute. Just an idea. Thank you so much, Master. I really tried my best to look as cute as possible for you today. I even put my hair in a ponytail. Are you enjoying your tea? Is there anything else I can do for you? Whatever you want. Like I said, tonight is all about you. You want to lay your head down on my lap? That's not what I expected you to say, but it is a pretty nice thought. You must be really tired, huh? Well, there's nothing the lap of your devoted maid can't solve. Okay, put your tea down and carefully lean over. Just like that. Put your head right here, right on my soft, inviting lap. I shouldn't do this as your maid, but it looks so inviting. You've got such soft, fluffy hair, Master. I hope you don't mind me running my fingers through it, untangling some of these knots. Don't worry, I'll be careful. I wouldn't dream of hurting you, Master. Not when you're lying down on my lap like this, breathing so softly. Just letting my fingers drift through your hair like this feels really nice. I'm almost getting lost in the motions. It's not really proper for a mate to do something like this, is it? And yet it feels so natural. Please don't hold it against me. I can't help it. You just look so peaceful and calm that I want to pet you and... I shouldn't say things like that. A maid has to remain professional. Yes. So I'll do something that does befit a maid. Ear cleaning. I know you've been watching those videos where a cute girl cleans your ears, Master. And I was wondering, maybe you'd like the real thing. So I went out and bought this just for you. I'll make sure to clean your ears until they sparkle and shine, just like a good maid should. Clean the outside. I'll make sure to get every single speck of dust. Brush, 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 brush. You really are quite lucky to have a dutiful maid. He'll do anything like this for you, aren't you, Master? What would you do without me? You'd run around all stressed with dirty ears. I think that's the outside done. Let's get all the bad thoughts on the inside. If I know my master well, he's got a lot of dirty thoughts in here. So I'd better give it a thorough clean. I can read your internet history. Done. I'm sorry to have to disturb you like this, but I'm gonna need to turn your head around. Just lift your head up and face the other way so I can clean the other ear. You wouldn't want to go outside with just one ear cleaned, right? It would look like I did a horrible job taking care of you, and I only want what's the best for you, Master. Yay, thank you so much. Brush, brush, brush. I'm starting to get pretty good at this, aren't I? Soon I'll just be like those girls in the videos you watch. Maybe I'll become so good at it, you won't even need those videos anymore. And I can have lose my train of thought when I'm close to my master like this.
It's a little silly, I know.
Oh, your eyes. You're struggling to stay awake, aren't you? I understand. The room's pretty warm, and you've got this super comfy lap pillow to rest your head on. I don't mind if you decide to rest a little, master. I'll stay right here, waiting for as long as it takes for you to wake up. Of course! Nothing would make me happier than you opening your eyes and your maid's smiling face being the first thing you see. I'll pat your head a little more while you drift off to sleep, okay? Hmm? You like how it feels when I lightly brush my fingers through your hair? I really like doing it, so it works out just fine. You're so good to me, Master. It's only fair that I try to be just as good in return. But really, this was a really nice thing to try. I guess I'll have to do it again sometime, huh? You make me feel so warm and loved. So when I can do something for you like this, it always makes me feel really happy inside. Hmm? Am I still role-playing? Maybe. Who knows? Close your eyes and take that well-deserved nap.